Thanks for listening to the Star Sport Podcast, number one for sport in West Cork.
Close your eyes and pull out a dog.
And a new Irish record for Phil Healy, 22.99.
Christy Cooney hands over the Sam Maguire Cup to Graham County, Cork All-Ireland champions for the seventh time ever.
Hello and welcome to the Star Sport Podcast. My name is Jack McCarran of the Southern Star and I'm joined, as always, by Star Sport editor Kieran McCarty. On this week's show, we'll be focusing primarily on the Carbery GAA Awards, which take place this Friday evening at the West Cork Hotel. And Carbery GAA chairman Tom Lyons will join us in studio for an in-depth look at what to expect on Friday.
We're also going to preview the Heineken Champions Cup, which returns this weekend as Munster travel to Wales to take on the Ospreys.
But let's not delay any further. Carbery GAA chairman Tom Lyons is not a man you want to leave waiting, and he caught up with Kieran to preview Friday's Carbery GAA Awards night.
Welcome, Tom. I'm going to have a chat about the Carbery GAA Awards this Friday night in the West Cork Hotel, kicking off at 8 p.m. A very important night in the Carbery GAA calendar.
Yeah, thanks, Kieran. Very, very important. You know, the whole year is busy with matches and all this kind of stuff. But this time of the year now, it's time to take a kind of a sit back and reward everybody for what they were doing for the year and so on. And it's nice to have these things, and it's a great night, and it brings everybody together. So we're delighted to be able to run it. You know, it's been going for a while now and getting better. So it's a big night, big night that we'd be looking forward to on Friday night.
The beauty of the Carbery GAA Awards, I suppose the importance that you're kind of honouring so many different clubs, I suppose, right across the division, but it's not just for like on-field activities, some off-field activities too and stuff. So it's a huge wide spectrum, Tom, that these awards take in.
It is. Well, that was the decision made from the very start, to say that there's so much involved in the GAA that we're all inclined to look at the games on the pitch and judge everything according to that. But there's so much happening besides that in different areas, and we said we try and take everything in. And these awards now, Friday night, we have everything from football, we have hurling, we have camogie, ladies football, we have score competition, we have colleges, and we have club development, which is very important because clubs are putting so much work into developing their clubs, and we're inclined to overlook the work that's going on there. So we have Muintir Vara as one of the award winners for the work they were doing. And things like the Clonakilty Club was being awarded because they had three players on the Sigerson and Fitzgibbon Cup teams at the start of the year at UCC1, which is very unusual. But it's something you wouldn't kind of off stream, but it is nice to reward people for those kind of things as well. So there is a great variety of awards, you know, from the different areas in the GAA. And it's something, I suppose, Kieran, you know, you'd say, why do we have the awards, was one question you asked me. And it's very, very important that we promote what we're doing in the GAA, because we're always waiting for people outside to come along and tell us how good or how bad we are. But it's time that we took a bit of confidence ourselves and told ourselves how good we are doing the job. And we are doing a good job, in fairness. And I think it's important that we promote everything, the good that we're doing within the GAA, and these awards help to do that.
Organisation wise, I presume there's a lot of work going into these awards, like throughout the year, right? Just to kind of like honouring all the monthly award winners, but even for the big night itself in the West Cork Hotel, a lot of hours and hours.
Well, we had a meeting now 2 nights ago, and it was supposed to be about a quarter of an hour talking about it, and it was an hour and 3/4 later. And my good wife is suing for divorce at this stage, I think. But it is, there's a lot of time involved. But we have some very good officers, and we have a committee of judges. But the officers like Pierre O, Martina Burns, and we have Don Desmond from Bendon in charge of it and so on. And they're doing great work. And the secretary, Donnie McCarthy. But there's hours and hours, you know. But on the night, it will be worth it all.
Because I'm a big believer in awards like this. I think that's so, so important, you know, for... I know with the All-Stars years ago, now we have the Carbery GAA Awards. It's so important for, I suppose, the GAA people in Carbery to have these awards to look forward to. And it's great to see them getting bigger and better every year, Tom. Like, yeah, the calibre of the monthly winners this year is outstanding again.
It is outstanding when you look at the people involved, like say Martine O'Brien for ladies football. Mm-hmm. She captained the Cork team to win the league. You know, these people are outstanding sports people, and the camogie and the ladies football is mm-hmm. really booming, and I think that needs to be, it's not quite under our umbrella as GAA, but we look on it as GAA, and you know, they have so many awards every year. Like Donnie's now this year, they had lost three West Cork or county finals in a row.
Yeah.
And they came along the fourth year, kept it going, and won the final. I think that was a marvellous achievement. And the same, Castlehaven, after being beaten by their neighbours last year, Skibbereen, in the ladies' final, they came back this year and won the county. Yeah. You know, so those kind of things are outstanding achievements.
It's incredible. You know? And like yeah. we always know, like here in Carbery, like, and we'll always lay claim that it is the home of Cork football. And it's great to see, too, the Cork under-20s and the Cork minors had All-Ireland success this year. But there's such a West Cork link to the really yeah. strong links.
There is this year. We were absolutely thrilled because we had gloom and doom all over Cork football. And all of a sudden then, you know, the under-20s came along with a fantastic campaign. And there was a lot of young fellas from West Cork involved in that. And the captain, of course, mm-hmm. Peter O'Driscoll. So we were delighted with that. So we'll have those lads at the award ceremony. And also the minors. Yeah. That was another marvellous achievement to win that after being beaten early on by Kerry twice. And they went on and won it. So that was great. And was it something like 10 players involved plus a selector, you know, which
huge.
Is huge. We'll be expecting great things from those fellas mm-hmm. now in the years to come, really.
We're going to start just having a quick look down through some of the winners just to give them all their mention, because they all do deserve it after their super 2019s. January yeah. awards went to St. Brogan's senior hurling team and yeah. Convent of Mercy Clan, their junior camogie team.
Yeah, St. Brogan's, though, we're delighted with that one because they were the real hurling school in West Cork for a long time. But because of numbers and so on, it fell away mm-hmm. and Hamilton High took their place, we'll say. But they're on the comeback trail again, and they won the county C this year, which was fantastic in hurling. But one great connection with that, Kieran, was that the captain was from Kilbritton. He's Arden Holland. His father, the late Michal Holland, was one of the 94 Carbery team that won the one and only county. Mm-hmm. And we celebrated that this year as well, 25 years ago. But it was great to see his son coming through now as captain of a winning Brogan's team.
That's like,
a lovely connection. And then with the Convent of Mercy, Clannachilty, they cater for so many sports, it's incredible. But with a Kerry woman in charge of the school, we're not surprised it's happening. So we're delighted with that. And they're very strong in ladies' football, camogie, hockey and so on. But they won the junior All-Ireland camogie this year in the most atrocious weather conditions in January, the whole campaign. And they had fantastic win. They beat St. Mary's of Midland three times to win that. You know, so they well deserved their victory in that one. So that was January, yeah.
To beat one team three times in the one season is some goal.
Because usually they caught the third time and that was the All-Ireland final. But no, they were ready for them.
The February award in, we mentioned earlier, was Clannachilty GA Club. Talk to us about that one.
Yeah, that was the Sigerson. Now, with so many colleges now in the Sigerson and the Fitzgibbon hurling, it's very hard to win either one. But UCC actually won both this year, which is a fantastic achievement for the college. And Clann actually had players on both teams. They had young Mark White and Liam Donovan on the football team and David Lowney on the hurling team. And the great thing about it was that both Mark and Liam in the football went on to play with Cork against Kerry afterwards. So that was a fantastic achievement for the year for them. But so the Clannachilty club was being honoured for producing players like that. You know, the work they're doing there.
Brilliant. And then on to March then, and it highlights the variety of these awards, the St. James's Ballad Group.
Oh yeah, they had a great year. And you know, sometimes these awards, you'd look at these thumping footballers and hurlers, but this one was pleasing on the eye to see the ladies of the St. James Ballad Group. And it was a forerunner, really, of what St. James went on to do for the year. Like, yeah. It set the trend for the year. And they went all the way to the All-Ireland final. No, they didn't win it, but they had the Carbery, the County, the Munster finals under their belt. So it was a great year for them. And as I said, set the trend for St. James for the year.
April Warden was the West Cork players and the Cork minor camogie team. We had a couple of them in with us earlier in the year for a podcast as well. And they're yeah. full of life, kind of super talented young ladies here in Carbery. So very deserving winners.
They are. Last year, Cork won the minor camogie for the first time ever under that heading, I think, of under 18. And it was captained by a Ben Scarty girl. And she gave them great confidence for this year. So you actually had five players involved this year when they actually won the All-Ireland, and they were from clubs like Inneskeen and Timoleague, Kilbritton, so on, Ballinascarty. So they were all involved, so we were delighted to be able to honour those then.
There's a strong team. The Carberry ladies really have put GA in the map here. Martine O'Brien in, obviously the Cork ladies goalkeeper, she picked up the Carberry May Monthly Award, Tom.
Yeah, but her record really as a player is simply outstanding, Kieran. You know, she's been 7 years now for Cork goalkeeper. She's won 4 All-Ireland, she's won 6 league titles. If you had a male player winning that kind of thing, like down in West Cork,
there'd be statues in her.
There'd be a statue. Everyone out in Ballinascarty. She plays for Clonakilty, of course. But so she was captain this year for the league. They have a different captain for the league and the championship. Maybe they should have kept her on for the good luck factor. But to the fact they beat Dublin twice in that league to win the league, which was great, and then Galway afterwards. But unfortunately, they lost the championship. But anyway, they'll be back again next year. And she also captained the West Cork team that reached the county final, and hopefully it will be third time lucky for them next year after losing this year and last year. But she captained them as well, and very approachable, a very nice person, very nice girl, so she deserves everything she gets, really.
Like I said earlier, that West Cork is the home of football in the county, but considering the exploits of Bin Murray of Ballinascarty and Cathal Donovan of Aberdeen Rangers, it seems they're spreading the hurling gospel.
The gospel, so we were delighted with, and that's why they're being awarded, as much as winning All-Ireland, as spreading the gospel, because actually spreading hurling from West Cork to anywhere else is a major miracle in itself, like, you know. And these two lads did. They were UCD students. They had Leitrim friends, and they went training with them, and Leitrim kind of picked them up, and they went from there then, and they won the All-Ireland, the Larry Maher this year. And two such nice fellas you couldn't meet. You'd be delighted for them. And they're back hurling at home with Ballinascarty and Arrigadeen, and hoping to come home again, like, and to stay at home when they're finished with UCD. So hopefully they'll pick up. And to think they were the only All-Ireland senior medals won by Cork players this year, like, is absolutely amazing. It's a very unusual achievement, and will stand the test of time, I think.
And you made a point too, Tom. Bin made history by becoming the first player from West Cork to win an All-Ireland hurling medal with Leitrim and a Carberry junior medal with his club, Ballinascarty, in the same season.
No, so that's right. And I didn't get a chance to ask him which one he values more, but I'd imagine it's his West Cork medal, because Ballinascarty hadn't won the West Cork for 19 years. So that was a real treasure for him, but I'd say both will be treasured anyway. It was very unique.
You mentioned as well earlier about Muintir Fhearadh GAA Club, and they picked up the July award, and that was for their off-pitch development.
Off the pitch, and we were delighted to be able to award them, because, you know, the small clubs at times don't get the full recognition. The big clubs really hog the limelight a lot of the time. But for small clubs like Muintir Fhearadh that are struggling to survive and to get teams out and to get facilities, you know, they spent nearly $500,000 in Celtic Tiger times to buy that site for their pitch and so on. And they had it totally repaid in 10 years through their own members, which was absolutely fantastic, like, you know. And they're building new dressing rooms, and they have a community involvement. They put in a walkway there for the community and all that. So as one of the lads, Frank Arundel, said to me, he said, it's a dream come true to have their own pitch outside Muintir Fhearadh. And they're coming good underage and so on at the moment.
Yeah.
So they could do with St. James on it next year.
They could do
and
that.
Surprise us all. We'd be delighted.
Okay. And we move on to August then. This is the West Cork members of the Cork Under-20 football team that won the All-Ireland. I was in Portlaoise that day. That unbelievable day that Cork beat Dublin. So it's great to see these lads honoured.
But the most amusing story I find about that one, Kieran, is that, you know, the Cork under 21 hurlers were playing before it. In Kilkenny, they had a great win, and when Cork went down 1-6 to no score after 10 minutes of the football final, some of those hurling supporters actually left, and they were on the road home, and they heard it on the radio, what Cork were doing, you know. So it was a fantastic win, really, and the way it was won was marvellous. And, you know, having to change horses at the start with Keith Rican taking over from Gene O'Driscoll and so on wasn't easy.
Yeah.
And it was a tough year, as we all know, because, you know, Keith has kind of suffered since health-wise, and we wish him the best. You know, in his recovery, but he said he was burning the candle, he told me, at three ends, not two ends during the year.
He was going to catch up somewhere.
And he was going to catch up with him, but we wish him the best anyway. Mm-hmm. And we'd hope to see him Friday night, that he's our guest speaker for the Gala Awards, and we're looking forward to hearing him on Friday night.
Great stuff. And so list off the fellas. You've Peter O'Driscoll from Ireland, Mark Hodnett, Carberry Rangers, Damien Gore, Kilmacabe, Garrod O'Donovan, Newcestown, Fionn Herlihy, Donnies, Morris Shenley, Clonakilty, Rory Maguire, Castlehaven, David Buckley, Newcestown, and Ian Jennings, Kilmacubie. So that's a yeah. strong West Cork contingent there.
It is, Gaelan, and what's great about it as well, if you take those names, they're great club players, you know. And every single one of them, if you look at any of the names, they've played outstanding football for their clubs all the year, which is what it's all about, really, these players coming back yeah. from the Cork scene and putting it in at club level. And they've done that.
And then after that, then the Cork Miners followed up with another great All-Ireland win. And again, that West Cork connection, Tom.
Yeah, outstanding again. But thanks, I suppose, to James McCarthy in a big way and the development squads. We should never forget the work they're doing. A lot of unseen heroes there, you know. You'd never read their names, but they're doing great work with our development squads in West Cork. And this is the result now with so many players involved from start to finish with the minor team. And we were all delighted, you know. We had Jack Lawton, midfield player, outstanding football all the year.
Yeah.
From a hurling club, mm-hmm. you know, to be picked up like that and to play such outstanding. Then Pete Clonakilty, Jack Carlan, Castle Hayden, we all know Jack and the family connections. He had an outstanding final, really. But the one true hero in that game, I suppose, in West Cork was Ryan O'Donovan. Yeah. You know, that the game was drawn with that fantastic goal at the end. Mm-hmm. He came on just about then, and at the start of extra time, got a goal and two points. Outstanding stuff, a marvellous, marvellous prospect mm-hmm. in football. I hope somebody minds him yeah. and develops him up along the way. And the other lads there, of course, we had Keith O'Driscoll from Gabriel, Seamus O'Sullivan from Doucestown, Sean Bohan, Castlehaven, Barry Kerr, Carbery Rangers, James O'Regan, Gabriel's, and Keelan Scannell of Carbery Rangers. So great, great cross-section of clubs again.
Oh, good stuff. That, you know. And then the October award went to the Ballinascarty Junior A hurling team. Third time lucky?
Third time lucky. Last 2 years they were beaten with an up-and-coming young team, but they were beginning to question mm-hmm. whether they would ever get there, you know. It had been 19 years since they last won the title, and they had some good teams in the meantime. But it was a tremendous game, and one would have to mention Jeremy Ryan's contribution that day from midfield. Mm-hmm. You know, his score was at 111 or something, with the last 5 points in a row. It was yeah. tremendous. And on top of that, Jeremy actually captained their football team last Sunday to win the league against Kilmacubie. So he's
a nice double for him,
a good all-rounder. But it was great to see Ballinascarty coming good. And they added the C title afterwards, their second team. Yeah. Won the C title afterwards, and last Sunday then they won the football league against Kilmacubie. So it's been a great year
for
Ballinascarty, and they deserve to be honoured.
And they shared the October award with St James' Junior A footballers, which you could say, in a year of great stories from Carbery GAA, maybe it is the greatest story of 2019.
Of a long time, of not just 2019, but of the decades, really, yeah. because they were not only written off, but they themselves knew they were at the end of their road, really. Mm-hmm. I suppose 12 of the team nearly would be over 30. They had put in years and years. They talked about experience playing in Parky Ring because some of them had played in the B final in 2006, and that's a long time ago, you know. But the effort they put in and the way they won their games and how they slogged it out, you know. And best of all, and to reach the county final yesterday, even though they lost it, was a magnificent achievement for them. But the greatest, and to withstand the test of time, was the fact that their goalkeeper, Diarmaid O'Donovan, who's well in his 30s, and he's in charge of the Clan Community College team this year now. He's doing great work GAA-wise. He was in goal, but he didn't concede a single goal.
That's
in the whole championship. 9 games from start to finish in the year. And the saves he made yesterday, Kieran, 2 or 3 of the saves. If they were on television in the Premier League, they'd have it on every night.
That's the stuff of legend. You can see in years,
legend.
Years to come, kind of. And that Kilchanning team that they lost to in the county final is a very good team.
Outstanding.
And they come up against Carr, Plunkett's, kind of, Borhobui, St. Michael's. They come up, Aberdeen Rangers, Bell. They were good teams that they beat
team,
as well.
Good teams, good football, and played great football even yesterday, but they were just outgunned. But, you know, you need to have luck too. As I said, Diarmaid brought off some amazing saves, but there were 2 of them that beat him. And one of them hit the crossbar and came out, and the other went the wrong side of the post.
So he looked shined at him,
there was holy water being sprayed by somebody on him anyway. But it was a great story. It was a fairy tale, really. It was a great story for the year.
And talking about fairy tale stories, and you touched on it earlier, the Donny Ladies Junior B football team, they won the November award. And it was Martina Collins said after that win that they were always the bridesmaids and never the bride. But now They had their big day, Tom.
They had their big day, and they had won a Westcott League, and they came to the Championship, and they won all their games in that and went on to the final. And it was a tough final. Mm-hmm. Found it very hard. They trailed the whole way against Middleton and found it very hard to get over it. They were 2 points down with a few minutes to go, and one of their best players, really, for years and years, and got 2 points to level it from Freeze and Maloney, Katrina Maloney. She's been there for a long time. And then one of their minors that had played, they had no minor team for a few years.
Yeah.
They put out a minor team this year, and one of those girls came onto that team and scored the winning pint in the goal. Like, you couldn't script it.
That's really brilliant, you know.
It was fantastic for them all, really.
And then
come good on that.
The Castlehaven Ladies Junior C football team, they also made up for last year's heartbreak.
They did, and it was heartbreak to lose to Skibreen in a replay, like their neighbours and so on. But Dinny Colan didn't exactly hold back on getting preparations going this year. And they had the whole parish, you know. When Castlehaven started the road first with their men way back years and years ago, the whole parish would be behind the team and so on. But it's the ladies have it now. Mm-hmm. And they have ferocious support. And they dug it out, and there was a 4-goal hero in that game. Imagine scoring 4 goals in a county final. Like, it would be unheard of. If it was a man, it would be all over the place. But
Moreira Driscoll,
4 goals. So that was incredible. They scored 5 and won the county. So the great thing about it now is that they're back up, and they will be up into B grade next year.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their rivals next year in B grade will be the Skibreen team that beat them. So we'll be all looking forward to those clashes.
A nice tasty local derby.
Oh, yes.
2020. The final monthly award in, Tom, went to the Newstown GA Club. And again, we touched on it earlier. They're now going to be senior at football, hurling, and Camogie, and they were a rural club. That's a phenomenal
achievement. It's an amazing story of progress, really. They began in 58 out of nowhere. They had no club, and they were junior B football, and that's only, 60 years ago. And since then, what they've achieved has been absolutely incredible. Like, for a small rural club, well, middle size, I suppose, rural club, but to have senior football, senior hurling, and the senior Camogie team on the pitch next year. From a small pen, the players in the football and hurling, they've only about 30 players. And I said the girls are the same working for the Camogie, but it's an amazing achievement and so unusual for a rural club to have something like that, you know. We talk about that crowd from the north, who are they, Slop Neil or Neil, whatever they call them, and what they're doing. But Newcestown, and the thing about Newcestown is that they just don't look at their senior side at all. At the moment, they have a minor football, minor hurling team after winning West Cork. They have under-21 football, under-21 hurling, 2 West Cork titles, and they're involved in all those competitions county-wise at the moment. They're not even finished, you know. So it is a tremendous club. What they're doing up there is absolutely unreal.
Even, like, all the listeners will know now from just going through all those monthly winners, the kind of the variety and the depth of talent here in Carbery GA. So everything is geared towards now this Friday night, West Cork Hotel, the Carbery GA Gala banquet. In the West Cork Hotel this year, Tom's kind of, it was in the West Lodge before, but now in the West Cork. Yeah. So,
well, we switched hotels, I suppose, because the location, Bantry, was that little bit west for some of our clubs who don't like travelling too far west, maybe. But we said just to try it, and we switched to the West Cork, and they're actually sponsoring the award ceremony and so on. So we've had a few of the award presentations already there, and we'll also have later on our Carbery under 13 Academy Awards will be on there and so on. So a lot of activity for the West Cork Hotel, but it's working out very well, and our thanks to them for that.
That's superb. Mm. Well, I have you in the studio, kind of, and I know it's kind of not about the awards, but the Carbery convention or AGM, whatever they're called these days, that's coming up.
We don't know ourselves whether to call it a convention or AGM, you know.
That's coming up in a couple of weeks. So I suppose it's been a good year for Carbery in a lot of ways, like with the St. James's and Bell, and even like Godine getting the county final, and Jude Gabriel's getting the county final. Yeah. I suppose everything's not rosy too, Tom. There's a couple of, I suppose, issues in the division, is there, that need a bit of attention?
Well, there are always issues that have to be solved, and we have to work at, you know. But I suppose, Kieran, at the moment, the biggest problem facing us all, not just West Cork, mm-hmm. but county and national-wise as well, because there's now a move in Munster to try and do something about it, is the lack of referees.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very, very serious. We had only 2 matches on now, we said, weekend before last. we spent hours trying to get two referees to officiate those two games. You know, it's gone really, really serious. And some people would say, oh, with the abuse referees are getting and all that, why would anybody take it up? But that's only one of the reasons that we're trying to cut that out totally. We have a zero tolerance thing as regards abuse in the board. Any club that comes before us will be treated accordingly. Mm-hmm. But the real reason why we're having trouble with referees, would you believe that a lot of our referees, the majority, are over 40, and some of them are in their 60s that we have now working in West Cork. And the real reason is that when they go out doing a match, a championship game, they need umpires, they need linesmen. Nobody wants to do that anymore. They can't get teams to go out with them. And when they have nobody going out with them, they know they can't do the job properly, really. Now, they can do league games on their own, which is fine. But the championship games, they don't want to take them on because they can't get the... And it's the clubs must step in there to provide those people for the referees, and it's not happening.
Because the worst case scenario is we're going to come to a point where games just can't go ahead because there is
you
no
can't.
Referees.
You'll always get players to tug out somewhere to make a team, but you can't just manufacture referees. They have to be trained and they have to go to courses and they have to do all that. And they just aren't there at the moment. And it's, as I said, the age profile is absolutely through the roof, and we will be in very serious trouble in the next 2 or 3 years as regards refereeing our game. We'll have to cut the number of games, championship leagues, whatever, to suit what we have in refereeing.
Is the ideal hope that kind of ex-players come on board, you know, players who've played the game, they know the game. Is this open to anyone who's interested in refereeing to...
The problem now with ex-players, and the thing is that it used to always be the ex-players would you'd be looking at to come through. But our players now are retiring earlier. They're retiring in their 20s, late 20s and so on. And they're still very active. They just don't want to play the competitive stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're taking up things like golf and so on, or they're doing some activity like running and marathons and all these things now. So they're not interested in going into the refereeing side of it. They're younger, they're fitter, they want to continue their own activity, and that's causing a big problem.
So that's on the kind of to-do, to-fix list for 2020,
big to-do,
is it? Yeah?
Big to-do, and we're meeting the clubs. We have an incentive at the moment that one of the referees board plus an officer plus the referees coordinator will go and visit each club over the next few weeks and months to talk to the clubs about supplying referees for the coming year. Very serious.
It's not an easy job when you consider like kind of the new GA rules that are coming in next year with the sin bin and stuff like this. That's fine at inter-county level, but when you go down to club level at junior C, junior D game in Carberry, where the referees are meant to kind of watch everything,
and also
10-minute sin bin as well. Yeah. You're putting a lot of work on a referee, so they will be under pressure.
They'll be under fierce pressure, and Croke Park, definitely Croke Park is not helping the situation with these rules. You can look at your inter-county scene and you have all these officials around the pitch taking care of all these. You look at a Junior B League game somewhere and you have one referee trying to apply all these rules and keep an eye on the fella that was sent off and the fella that wasn't sent off and what was happening there. It's impossible. I wouldn't blame fellas for saying, look, the job isn't doable, we're not taking it up. So somebody, somewhere, would have to take a good look at what they're doing.
Hopefully there'll be an increase in the interest in refereeing next year, Tom. I'm going to finish on a positive, I think, because the Carberry GA Awards, again, such a fantastic initiative. So you're really looking forward to Friday night. Keith Ricken is the guest speaker.
He's the guest speaker, and he's a great speaker. As I said, if we get out by the following morning, if Keith gets into full flow, but we're hoping he will. That as I said, there is a question mark about his health at the moment, but he's hopeful to be there and so on. And everybody's looking forward to hearing Keith and what he achieved last year and how we. Now, Keith has his own problems now, as we all know, because of the under-20 being brought forward to February, and that's going to cause us ferocious problems in the board as well. But we just don't have any say in those matters to scrub out the sides all these things and hefts it all down on top of us to, so we have to deal with the fallout down at the other end, you know.
Tickets for Friday night, Tom, can people pick them off their clubs or board members? Are they still available to
they
buy?
Are the clubs have already got tickets, and they can get more from the secretary, Donald McCarthy, so there's plenty of tickets available. €25 a pop, as they say, so no shortage of tickets if anybody wants to come, and everybody is welcome. It will be a great night.
It is
music, dance, sound, the whole lot.
It's a celebration of Carberry GA, and you get to meet some of the heroes of Carberry in 2019, you know,
male and female, and usually it is males or female participants, like the ladies football teams, that create a great crack on the night and keep it going, like, you know, fantastic. So we'll be really looking forward to that now, Friday night.
Superb, Tom. All the best for Friday night. Thanks for coming in.
Good.
Thanks for listening to the Star Sport Podcast, the only podcast dedicated to all things sport in West Cork. Don't forget to pick up this Thursday's Southern Star newspaper, including our award-winning sports section with everything a West Cork sports fan could want. In shops across West Cork and online from anywhere in the world via www.southernstar.ie/epaper. The Southern Star and the Star Sport Podcast, number one for sport in West Cork.
On Saturday evening at 5:30 p.m, Club Rugby is back to the fore with the return of the Heineken Champions Cup. Munster begin their campaign with a trip to Ospreys, and I'm joined now by Skibbereen rugby player Chris Benn to preview the game. Chris is a transition year student at Skibbereen Community School, and he's on work experience with us here in the Southern Star for a week. So we're delighted to have you on board, Chris.
Thank you.
Big weekend in the Champions Cup coming up, like we said, Munster in action. But first, tell us about last weekend's Pro 14 game between Munster and Ulster, because there was a bit of West Cork involvement there.
There was, yeah. So Liam Coombs started the game. Second appearance for Munster in the Pro 14. Didn't do too bad. Played the full 80, so they trusted him to close out a tight game. Mm-hmm. They only closed out in the last 15 minutes or so with a good try. So, and Fineen played too from Bantry.
Brilliant. Fineen Mitchell, yeah. Good stuff. So there was two West Cork fellas involved in Munster. Brilliant to see. Mm. Very encouraging. What are the odds of Liam or Fineen being involved for Munster this weekend in the Heineken Cup?
You never know, but I wouldn't be holding my breath. He had a good game, but the Heineken Cups, they're different kettle of fish anyway. So they both played well, and Fineen was involved last year in their campaign. Came on against Castres, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
It is a different level up, to be fair, from the Pro 14 up to the Champions Cup. Darren Sweetnam, I just saw the report from last weekend's game, and he wasn't involved. What's the update there, Chris?
All I was able to find was he injured his hamstring recently, mm-hmm. and he injured in training, but he signed with Munster till 2021, so should see him shortly.
Oh, brilliant. Good news for Darren, as we all know, from Dunmanway. Looking back towards the Champions Cup again, who's in Munster's group this year, and what are their chances of making it to the knockout stages?
They drew a hard group this year, not going to lie. Ospreys, Racing 92 and Saracens. So our first home game's against Racing, so hopefully we'll be able to set the tone, mm-hmm. get a good win there and lead it on into the Saracens. We've been knocked out by Saracens twice and Racing in the last three semi-finals, so we'll see how it goes. It'll be a tough group to get out of.
It almost sounds like a group of it there, Chris, especially with Saracens in there. Like, we know what they've done in the last couple of years. I know they're having their troubles across the water now with their alleged misdemeanors, so we'll see how that unfolds. So new coach this year for Munster 2, Larkham is in. I suppose there's probably start of a season, there's a hope and a belief that Munster can go further than they have in previous years. What do you think? Will it be a good season?
The players think highly of him anyway. Scannell said he thinks he might be the missing ingredient to their European success. So we'll see how he goes. He's had 9 years coaching experience, so he can't be too bad anyway. They also brought in Graham Rowntree this year. Mm-hmm. So he'll be a good addition to the forwards. So see how it goes.
So they definitely have strengthened up the coaching ticket. So fingers crossed Munster get off to a good start this weekend, and we've a long and enjoyable season in the Champions Cup. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Star Sport Podcast, the only podcast dedicated to all things sport in West Cork. Don't forget to pick up this Thursday's Southern Star newspaper, including our award-winning sports section with everything a West Cork sports fan could want. In shops across West Cork and online from anywhere in the world via www.southernstar.ie/epaper. The Southern Star and the Star Sport Podcast, number one for sport in West Cork.
Welcome back to the Star Sport Podcast. And before we wrap up this week's show, we're going to take a quick look at what to expect in this Thursday's Southern Star. Kieran, it's a busy weekend of club action around the region. What can we look forward to on Thursday?
Yeah, we've a full report, Jack, from St. James's. Unfortunately, lost the county final to Kilchenig last Sunday in Parkyring. No shame there. I think we talked about it last week that I suppose St. James's are always going to be up against it, and that's the way it turned out. Kilchenig were deserving winners, but I suppose remarkable, St. James's didn't concede a goal again, so they finished their championship campaign 9 games, not one goal conceded, which is...
It's incredible, isn't it?
Incredible going. We've a preview then, an interview with Daniel Goulding, because Éire Óg are out in the Munster Club Intermediate Football semi-final at home in Ovens this Sunday, I think. So we have an interview with Daniel Goulding, who also picked up a Muskerry G Award. So interesting, hopefully Éire Óg will go far there as Cork's representatives. We have a special tribute to Dr. Dennis Cotter, who passed away last week. He's a Bantry Blues legend, and Tom Lyons has put together a really, really nice and fitting tribute to Dr. Cotter, going through his playing days with Bantry back in the 60s and 70s, how he was involved at Munster Rugby, and just to kind of the mark as what he's left on and off the pitch in Bantry. So it's well worth picking up the Star for that alone. A really good piece by Tom Lyons. Newstown under 21s, we have a match report there. They're through to the county under 21 B final, so they still have a couple of games left to play this year. We talked to Tom Lyons earlier about the Kerry GA Awards, and we've kind of a 3 or 4 pages on that, just looking through the various monthly winners and the awards themselves. Liam Murray is a young Cora teenager who was involved with the Republic of Ireland under 15s recently at a UEFA development tournament up in Mayo. He played in all 3 games, so just do a bit of a catch up there to let people know how Liam is getting on. And besides that, you've plenty going on. It's still quite busy for this time of year. And we also have a nice story of a set of grandparents from West Cork who are now living outside Melbourne, who are weekly readers of the Southern Star. So and their grand nephew, I think I have that right, is a very, very famous and prominent West Cork sports person.
Oh, and are you going to leave us with that cliffhanger, or are we going to have to wait until Thursday to find out who this prominent sports person is?
I think we'll have to wait until Thursday. I'm just going to leave it hanging there, you know? Yeah. That bit of suspense never killed anyone, so we're going to leave that hanging there. So, yeah, plenty there. And also, my column this week is just on Ian Kingston of West Cork Kickboxing Club. We all know Tony Stevenson won a world gold there lately, and it just got me thinking about West Cork Kickboxing Club and what they've achieved over the last couple of decades. It's phenomenal, really, and 14 world champions and 11 European champions from this one club here in West Cork. It's incredible. And so Ian Kingston reminds me a lot of Dominic Casey from Skibbereen Rowing Club, the man behind the success of the rowing club, and he's brought that Midas touch to the international scene too with the Irish lightweight. So I'm kind of looking at the similarities between the two of them, and I suppose how Dominic and Ian Kingston, they've contributed so much to the local community in terms of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids have come through their doors in both rowing and kickboxing. They come in as kids and they leave as probably better young adults, you know, kind of. So it's not just the kind of the actual sport and coaching, it's just the kind of what they've done to help the values they've helped teach young kids here in West Cork, and adults too. So yeah, there's plenty there.
And Thursday's Southern Star will of course be available to buy in all good shops around the region, even some good shops around the country. I know they're selling it in the book centre in Kilkenny since the last number of weeks, which is good.
Brilliant.
To hear. And if you can't get to a shop to buy it, you can always just click online at www.southernstar.ie/e-paper, and you can read the Southern Star, wait for this, Kieran, for less than €2 a week.
That's a bargain. Especially going up to Christmas, you're looking for
if you want to buy your loved one a great present, a 12-month subscription to the Southern Star online, it's only €87. That works out less than €2 per week.
I now know what Santa I want to have sent this year.
You want a 12-month subscription to the
Southern Star? I want a 12-month subscription. That's going down top of my list.
Okay, well, anyone out there who feels like buying Kieran a present for all the good work he does promoting West Cork sport, he wants a 12-month subscription to the paper that he edits. So that's an unusual request, but that's what he wants. So just get in touch, digital@southernstar.ie, and we can organise that present for Kieran.
Make my wish happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, thanks for listening to this week's Star Sport podcast. We'll be back at the same time next week. So if you enjoy these shows, please make sure to rate, review and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Acast, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen to the show.
Thanks for listening to the Star Sport Podcast, number one for sport in West Cork.